I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
It's a beautiful day. Hey!
You are listening to the Birmingham Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, it is that time again. What a time to be having this Birmingham Fan Show. And I don't just mean every Thursday at 8:30 to 9 when it is the Blues takeover. I mean, what a time, because it is 10 games unbeaten in all competition. The Blues are flying high. And a man who joins me now, he is the man in the know when it comes to Birmingham. It is Mr. James Jenkinson from Birmingham Fan TV. James, I'm sort of sounding like a broken record at the minute, but that's because it's true. Birmingham goes strength to strength. You must be enjoying what you're seeing at the minute. And I want to ask you, you said on last week's show that this Brentford game, it was a marker of where this team was really at. And the spoils were shared, but it was a close game. And this is a team that's flying high in Brentford. Birmingham maybe could have won this game. What did you make of it? Have we got that marker of this side now?
Yeah, I think it was a marker we put down, and we looked good, if I'm honest. We looked pretty good, and I was happy with the performance. For the first half an hour especially, we had Brentford rocking. We really did, and we probably should have been more than one up in the half an hour. I know Bellingham hit the post, and we had a couple of chances, you know, that went begging as such. But yeah, I think that to come away from a game like Brentford, and we know that they're in great form as well, with a point, I was dead happy with that, because it was probably our toughest game so far in this run. And we certainly made a good account of ourselves for the long run ahead.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it, James? Because we did start this fan show, I think Birmingham was 6 without a win, and we know the highs and lows, and we spoke about this last week, but the team's on a brilliant run at the minute. What have you learnt from this? And have the goalposts changed at all, James? Have those expectations of fans? Because we still have that final third of the season. And with this run at the minute, it doesn't look like stopping anytime soon.
Yeah, definitely. It's a complete polar opposite to when we first started it, wasn't it, really? We were, like you say, we were several games without a win. And it was looking pretty gloomy. And certainly what I've picked up from this is that the mentality within the camp, whether it be the manager, whether it be the players, I think as a collective group, they've got a strong mentality. And to, you know, you see teams that, you know, struggling like we were around Christmas, and they'll go on and crumble even more, and they'll be, you know, sucked into that relegation dogfight. But it's a big testament to the character of the squad that we can turn things around and you know, go on the run that we've gone on. It shows a strong manager, a strong leader, and a strong group of players. And yeah, I think the goalposts have slightly changed. Obviously, we were saying, can we avoid the drop? Can we be, you know, not sucked into that relegation scrap? Now it's kind of a case of, can we look upwards and try and finish in that top half, top 10? you know, and finish as high as possible, really, because, you know, that's great reading from the summer when we're trying to recruit players.
Well, this is it. Every position helps and you earn more money on that financial table as well. Especially, you've hit the nail on the head there. Helps for recruitment. We're looking at already next season. But when you are looking up there, James, are you just don't want to run before you can walk? Are you just saying, look, a nice top half finish would be brilliant? Or are you going, why not? This is 10 games unbeaten. It could become 12. It could become 15. Someone might emerge from the pack. Why not us? Or are you just saying, let's not get ahead of ourselves?
I don't think you can ever get ahead of ourselves. We know that, you know, as quickly as you can go on these runs, you can go on the opposite run and start losing games. You know, we've literally done, you know, the complete opposite and flipped a losing run into a winning run. And the Championship's a roller coaster league where, you know, anybody can beat anybody on their day. We know that. We've shown that last weekend with a lot of results that happened in the Championship. And we've just got to be careful, take it one game at a time. You know, obviously, if we get to the last sort of five or six games and things are looking rosy, then obviously there's going to be talk of where can we finish. I wouldn't pin my expectations on anything yet. I'm happy us going week to week and winning game by game. And that's all we can ask for. And then obviously, you know, where we sit at the minute, we're 6 points off 18th and we're 6 points off 8th. You know, you can fall either way. And I'm just hoping that the squad has got that right mentality again, that we want to finish as high as possible and build next season for a really strong campaign.
Yeah, and obviously, you mentioned now we're learning about the character of the team, how well they are doing in this run and looking better from all angles. And the manager spoke about that. He said, we're a completely different animal now. And obviously, it's taken maybe a little while, but they're implementing his game style more, executing his tactics, and Birmingham are a different animal. You would go along with that, James.
Yeah, definitely. I think at the start of the season, we tried a little bit too hard to be this nice passing football team, whereas obviously under the past three or four regimes, you know, Monk, Rowett, all of those sorts of managers, we're a counter-attacking physical team that don't really play nice football. And I think we went too quickly and transitioned too quickly, and I think around Christmas time Pep learned that we were really shipping goals for fun and we weren't solid enough and we weren't structured enough. I think you find a balance now where we can, you know, we seem pretty resolute at the back when we've got all of our first choice defenders in, and we've learned that we can play nice football while being solid at the same time, and I think that's the change in the team. And then obviously the mentality is that, you know, we win one and we beat teams like Bristol away and we beat teams like Forest at home, and they realise that they are stronger than they think, and we can go on and beat anyone on our day. I've been saying that all season. It's just that, you know, at times we've been too inconsistent, and that was our biggest downfall across Christmas.
Yeah, certainly. But they've come past that since Christmas. They're on this brilliant run at the minute. And it could have actually been different. I wanted to talk about that Brentford game because there was a little bit of a handball. It was a late penalty shot for Birmingham. The manager said, look, you know, other games, other teams might have got this. Do you still think that when it is Birmingham, they're overlooked for decisions like this because it was a strong shot, maybe?
Yeah, I think Blues fans this season are... How do I put it? They do feel a little bit hard done by when it comes to officials and officiating. I know I do, but I think it's one of those. I think it's more a case of it could be given, it could not be. I don't think that was a case of just being Birmingham. I think it's one of those where it hits his hand, it hits it quite quickly. I thought it was a penalty at the time, and I still think, you know, it could have been given. I think we were quite hard done by. I think there was a tackle on Scott Hogan as well that could have been given as a penalty. So, you know, when you take all those into account, a handball, a tackle, two penalties, we've hit the post and we've scored, you know, we could have had a couple of goals in that game. And I don't remember Brentford particularly causing us massive amounts of problems, maybe, you know, one other chance other than the goal. So, you know, I think, yeah, if anything, we possibly could have stake a claim for being the better team on the day.
Yeah, obviously you had the chances. The goal fell to the Duke. I know he's someone that you've spoke about at length. We speak about him every week on the show. Such a big part of the team, such an important cog to how the team performs. Last week it was his 100th career goal on the score sheet again. And at the minute, he's just a tower of strength.
Yeah, he is massive for us. I think he's got, you know, 45 goals for Blues in 120 appearances or something close to that. It's
so
a really good return.
That's a great ratio. That's a really good return.
Yeah, it is, yeah. You know, he's got a great return for us, and he's such a, a nuisance and a handful, you know, in the box. I think the statistic was out today that no club scored more goals inside the six-yard box than Birmingham as well. I think it's 15 this season or something close to that. And you know, he's a large part of that. Hang the ball up in the air, he's going to get his head on it. He's pretty good in and around the box. He's got a good poacher's instinct as well. And he's not just that, he's a leader on the pitch. You know, he's one of the more senior heads in the squad now, and he is a real leader, and he's captain in the squad at the minute as well. So, you know, maybe the change in mentality is down to Juki as well, who's someone that gives his all on the pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. And just quickly then, because there's been other news, not necessarily Birmingham-based, but football news. A lot of clubs now, James, are maybe potentially going to introduce row seating, obviously, a.k.a. safe standing. Is this something that maybe Birmingham will be interested in and as well? And as a fan yourself who goes to the games and we get to speak to her, I know you're a season ticket holder. What do you make of it? Is it something that you and other fans do want to see at your club?
I think we could utilise it, yeah. And I think certainly it does increase the atmosphere. I think it does help boost it. I know I've been to Molineux a few times where their atmosphere behind the goal where they've got the safe stand in, it is really good. And I think it does help to generate. And I know that we've got, you know, quite an infamous stand, the Tilton, behind the goal, where obviously I think if they put it in behind there and trialled it, then yeah, I think it's a good idea. And I think that we'd certainly benefit from it. And I know a lot of our fans would be behind it as well. But whether that gets passed or not, you know, it's another story. But yeah, certainly, I think certain sections of the ground can have seating and certain sections have safe standing. I think it's a good compromise depending on where you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it can only enhance the match day going experience. And we know you're always interested in that and across it for us, James. Always brilliant to speak to you. James Jenkinson there from Birmingham Fan TV. Make sure you check them out. Just a brilliant team they have around it and all the extra content they are giving you Blues fans. Well, they're giving us so much because we are joined not only by James, but next up, we're joined by the talented Chris Pugh as well.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Birmingham City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, where we were just joined from Birmingham Fan TV and James Jenkinson. But we always get two guests for the price of one. And now I am delighted to say I am joined by Chris Pugh. Chris, really good to speak to you again. It's been a couple of weeks since we last spoke. Even though it has been a couple of weeks since we last spoke, the form hasn't changed. Birmingham are still unbeaten in that time. What are you making of it, Chris? Oh, he's gone. He's not there. Oh, well, I can't believe that. I'm so surprised. They're unbeaten. Why would he leave us? Remember, we will get Chris back, but you can have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. You can have your blue say. Don't know where Chris went then. It was going so well. The Blues unbeaten in 10 games. We'll get Chris back and we will look towards the two games they have before we next speak to them. Sheffield Wednesday, Gary Monk's return as well. What are you Blues fans making of that one? And then the game with Millwall on the midweek, that is before we come on Thursday. Two good games. We could soon be talking about a dozen unbeaten games for Birmingham. Could you imagine that? And not only could you imagine that, could you have imagined that before Christmas, when the team was on a six-game run of where they couldn't find a win, couldn't get the points. I remember that Luton game, the midweek game, the night game against Luton, who were down there and struggling. They got that win. They haven't looked back since. Well, I'm delighted to say, Chris, you're here now. You're with us.
How you doing, Charlie? Sorry about that. You're all right?
Don't be silly, mate. As long as you're well and you're with us. I lost you, mate, and I built you up. I thought, Birmingham on an unbeaten run. I said, Chris, you must be absolutely delighted. But I'm wondering now, are you worried? You're not enjoying this 10-game run.
No, no. It must have been the 10-game run. Got so excited that the phone lines are all gone off on us.
It happens. It happens to the best of us. I know what it's like. Limbs in the ground when you get on this run. But, Chris, I got to speak to you a few weeks back, and we know we were trying to put our finger on what's the special ingredient, why, but we just have to enjoy it at the minute, embrace it, because at the minute, it's seemingly that's what the players are doing. They're playing with this sort of pressure off, expectation off, and not only are we enjoying it, but the players look like they're enjoying their football also.
Yeah, very much so, and I think, honestly, I think that you talk about secret ingredients, it's momentum and it's confidence, and you know, you pick up, you just mentioned that Luton game, how big that Luton game was. You know, you pick up the 3 points there, and like you say, we haven't looked back since, and we've got the two centre halves back fit. You know, the midfield has been pretty regimented and stayed the same. We've got a guy in Scott Hogan who's scored goals as soon as he's come in, so that's given the team confidence, and I just think a culmination of things has worked for us, and it's led to this situation now where you're absolutely spot on. The lads are going out playing full of freedom, full of confidence, and not fearing anybody at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, not fearing anybody. And we can all sort of look into it, can't we, Chris, and go, oh, where was this earlier on in the season? But it never really quite works out like that. They have found something now. They've seemingly bottled it up as well. And James said earlier on in the show, the first part, that this does bode well for the future. Yes, we are looking up, and who knows how this final third of the season will go and where Birmingham will end up. But this has planted a foundation, a building block, you know, planted a seed that next year, yes, it's a long way off, but even in recruitment or how it goes, it's looking up already.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, from a supporter's perspective, you know, that's all you really want to see. It's all you can ask for, you know, is that there's signs of progression. You know, we've had it rough the last 5 or 6 years, you know, with relegation scraps and the like. But, you know, this season, you know, from what was threatening to be another disappointing season where we're looking over our shoulders, you know, in the middle to the end of December. But like James said, and as you said yourself, there's definite optimism in the crowd now. You know, we went to the game on Saturday at home to Brentford, you know, one of the best sides in the division, you know, who have played teams off the park this season. And we were excited about it. We were excited about the prospect of pitting ourselves against them, you know, and we got ourselves a draw. And I think every game that goes by now where we're putting in good performances, we're building the confidence of the team and the supporters as well.
Well, this is it. And James said in that first half, or he said, excuse me, Chris, he said last week, the Brentford game was a real marker for him and Birmingham fans because we would know more about this team. And I understood what he meant, but it is interesting. You've had that win over Forest the other week. Now you've got the draw with Brentford, and still Brentford are the team that's touted. You know, look at the football they played. They're going to go up there, the dark horse in this league, and we know that it doesn't work like that because you could beat the top team and lose to a team that's down there the week later. But this is maybe the level of the team, the potential of the players here, that they're mixing it with teams that are looking like they could play their football in the Premier League next season.
Yeah, very much so. And you know, you can throw Bristol City into that mix as well, where we went to Bristol City and won as well.
Yeah, absolutely on that Friday night, 3-1.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's, you know, 7 points picked up out of 9 against teams that are in and around the top six, and it does. But that's where the confidence grows from, you know. So those players will have come off the pitch after every single one of those games and gone, you know, we have no reason to fear any team in the division. You know, we pitted our even in defeat, we ran West Brom and Leeds close over the Christmas period in home games. So, you know, the players should be confident, you know, and as you say, if we went a full season where we didn't get any injuries or suspensions and everybody stayed fit and we were happy and we didn't lose anybody in the transfer window, then there's every chance that this squad of, or like a match day squad, if you like, would more than easily be capable of finishing in the top six on their day. And we've shown that recently on more than one occasion. And you hope that's the confidence and the belief that lasts as long as it possibly can. And if it lasts for the rest of the season, then who knows?
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting end to the season. Obviously, this unbeaten run gets us all excited, but we just don't know. It just makes me feel positive, as I'm sure the fans are, especially not just for this final third, but that next year as well. But it is Sheffield Wednesday on the weekend. It's an interesting one. There's a couple of contributing factors to this one, Chris. Added spice, if you will. Gary Monk is returning. We know he was at Birmingham. Maybe the teams will have the inside track on each other. What are you making of his return? And overall, as a Birmingham fan, what's the feeling towards Monk? What will his reception be like? What did you make of him when he had his time there?
From a footballing point of view, under his spell at Blues, I cannot fault Gary Monk one bit. He came in at a really difficult time for us and revitalised the squad. And gave the whole club a boost and put the confidence back in the supporters. He was very public with the supporters. He was out on the streets, saying hello to supporters and things like that. And he really did bring a feel-good factor back. And it was a shock when he was sacked in the summer. But I think he will get a poor reception on Saturday. I think partly due to the fact that Pep has shown a lot of courage in his time as Blues manager, and actually this little 10-game run has made people, I think people have eaten a bit of humble pie about Pep in this recent run. So I think he's gained a lot more respect from Blues fans, but I think the contributing factor was Gary Monk's rant in his press conference before the first game against Sheffield Wednesday this season, where he sold Pep down the river big time, refused to shake his hand on the touchline before the game. And I think we saw the real Gary Monk there. I think the mask slipped a little bit. And I think that for that reason, I think he'll get a pretty frosty reception on Saturday, which, as you rightly say, will give the fixture a hell of a lot of spice.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because speaking to Birmingham fans, yourself and James, and no one's really got a bad word to say about Gary from his time when he was there. But it's so interesting that, Chris, you saying that really on that one incident and that one game, it has turned round for him, hasn't it? And it will be a little bit frosty on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it will. And even when he went to Sheffield Wednesday, every Blues fan knew he was going to get another job pretty quickly because of the job he did at Blues. You can't, whatever you think of the man, you can't deny that he did a fantastic job at Blues. He got us scoring goals. He got us playing exciting games of football at home, which is important. The back end of his tenure towards the back end of last season, things started to go a little bit stale. And we were picking up an awful lot of draws than we had been. And I think that might have been a contributing factor to one of the reasons he left his post in the summer. But as soon as he, for me, and I think for a lot of Blues fans, as soon as he did that press conference where he really battered Pep, and it was uncalled for and it was unprofessional. The lack of the handshake before the game, I think a lot of people lost a hell of a lot of respect for him as a person and a man. As a football manager, he's going through a tough time with Sheffield Wednesday at the moment, but from our perspective as Blues fans, we can't argue the job he did was fantastic. as a person, he lost a lot of respect that day.
Yeah, and what is your score prediction then for the weekend? The return of Gary Monk, it will have that added spice. It will be a passionate affair. But your score prediction, Chris, can they make it 11?
I think they can. I think the first goal is massive.
Because Wednesday are struggling, aren't they? I don't think they've not won in six as well, Chris. I've got to say that as well.
Yeah, I think they've won once since the middle of December, but that what in the league this is, but that was away at Leeds. So, you know, they've proven that on their day they are capable of beating the best in the division. So they're a tough side, but I think they're in that sort of run now where if we get the first goal, you know, the pressure on them, the fans will turn against them, and I think, you know, we could really make it count on Saturday if we get that early goal and really put our foot on the throats. If we do that, I think we're more than capable of going to win the game. I'll say 3-1, and that could be the end for Gary Monk.
Oh, you're not only, Chris, you're doubling Dan, saying that you could make it 11. You're saying that Gary Monk may be fired as well. Unbelievable from you. Very, very quickly, Chris, I want to squeeze in because before we speak, you'll have the Millwall game as well. What are you predicting just on that one?
Yeah, they came to us earlier on in the season and obviously another ex-manager in Gary Rowett, and they put in a typical Gary Rowett performance against us and you know, played very well and were very resolute and defensive. I think away from home we've really solidified, and I think if we can go there and nick a point, if we beat Sheffield Wednesday and get a point away at Millwall, I think we've had a very good week. So I'll go 1-1 away at Millwall.
1-1, and they just beat Preston as well. They're on a good run, but so are Birmingham. Chris, always a pleasure to chat to you. Chris and James there from Birmingham Fan TV. Check them out, but check us out on the Birmingham Fan Show. What a show, but we can always hear your say. We want to hear from you. Put a question to the team. But Birmingham, well, what a run they are on, and we just hope it continues, as we will, next Thursday, 8:30 till 9.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.